This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Feminino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino. 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Think warm, think palm trees, think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Okay, a lot going on in the world of football. David's personal nerd fiesta, the combine, is taking place. So with that, let's get a little music. Let's handle issues both within the combine and around the world of the NFL.
You're exactly right. There's a lot going on everywhere. The beautiful combine has ended. So let's start with the combine. News here that teams are cooling on Shedeur Sanders. Quote, teams are cooling on Sanders for a number of reasons. The first being that Sanders showed little to no improvement in his game last season and made poor choices. People are also a little turned off by the antics since January. When they say cooling, here's what it says. Slipping six overall to the Raiders is the earliest he could go.
Okay, I'm going to step back, and I want Rico to take first crack. He loves Shedeur. He believes in him more than I do. So I'm going to shut up. Go ahead. How do you respond to that report?
Davis, here's the thing. I don't know if they're lying or trying to get him to, if teams are trying to get him to fall the old Warren Sapp, oh, this guy's no good, until all of a sudden Tampa's up and they're like, yeah, you fell for it, we take Warren Sapp. I don't know if it's that, because I do think if you gave Shedeur an offensive line, I think he's the best quarterback out there, but it was a lot of hype. Everybody saw Colorado, and he pretty much was the same quarterback both years. I see both sides of it, but I do think a little bit of this is posturing, because you always hear the negative right now. But come April, we're going to hear how great he is and how he's going to be shooting up the draft chart.
For me, look, I think he's fine enough, but I think if it was last year's draft, Shedeur would be the fourth, fifth, or sixth quarterback. It's why I'm not all crazy about, oh, well, what if the Giants miss out on him? Don't care. It's why I was so upset about the number one pick. I felt like Cam Ward was the only guy that was worth the pick. So, yeah, now my nightmare is going to happen, Rico. Giants are going to trade up from three, use draft capital they don't have, all to move back up to a spot they could have had if they didn't screw around and let Drew Lock's dumbass win a game.
Giants will be fine, because there is a quarterback out there for them. And here's the beauty of it, David.
Let's just get this out of the way.
He doesn't even have to change a dress.
Okay.
He can keep his house.
He already sold it. Can we just get this out of the way? Is that what you want to do right here?
Let's just get it out.
Okay. I don't know what to tell you. The best thing I have to offer is any NFL team should be in the position my team is. When you win three games, you do your diligence on every player. From my understanding, Aaron Rodgers is the one who initiated the contact. Help me, I'm poor. Do I believe Aaron Rodgers is going to walk back through the MetLife doors and play for the New York Football Giants? No. My nightmare is going to be Mr. Dangerous. My nightmare is going to be Russell Wilson and the Giants jersey.
Okay, because see, on Friday, we decided that David was not only going to do a prayer, he was going to have some rosary beads and borrow Stoney's yarmulke. We're going to make this happen for you, Mike.
Let's get to some other NFL news here. Because I don't know where this is going here, because DK Metcalf's name was around for the Packers on Friday, in a report indicated that he was going to be traded to the Packers. Then a report over the weekend said, not so fast. He's not on the block. Well, this could be posturing as well, because the Patriots, Bills, Chiefs, Packers, along with a few other teams, have inquired about him. Could they just be raising the price here?
Rico.
Yeah, I think they could. Look, he wants out of Seattle. You could see it in his body language last year. He was just disgusted with his team, and Seattle just became a job, and he was just there for a paycheck. Plain and simple. I think he wants out. I think Seattle knows that he's desperate. And yeah, Green Bay, if you really want him, how badly do you want him?
Yep.
Offer us something better than a fifth round pick, and maybe we can work with it.
It sounds a lot like with this DK stuff is just premium pick, one of their young wide receivers.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a serious price. And whether it's a Romeo Doubs and a two, whatever it is, yeah, you're going to have to win a bidding war. We've talked about this. Like, look at the Chargers. DK Metcalf in a Charger uniform. That would be perfection for them. They've got Ladd McConkey in the slot. For the Pack, they got all the fun little toys. They're done in the Christian Watson business.
Yeah.
That's done.
Yeah, or DK Metcalf is a Texan.
Oh, God.
Let's go back
Jesus.
To
Jesus. That's terrifying. That's terrifying.
Let's go back to the combine here. Let's talk about a wide receiver from the combine, and that is one Matthew Golden, Texas wide receiver. A lot of conversation on him and his performance this season going into the draft. Well, Todd McShay says, because of his performance, quote, I think when it's all said and done, I am just going to have him as my number one wide receiver. Matthew Golden is a lightning rod. His ability to get in and out of his breaks, his snap, his sharpness, how crisp he is, his secret sauce. First round? First receiver taken?
I think that tells you it's not a good wideout class. That's my opinion. Last year was amazing. This year's poop. This year's a big people class. It's O-line and D-line.
And they ran well at the combine.
Well, no, here's why I would pass on him, David, is just the history of the fastest wide receiver at the combine normally means you're a bust in the NFL.
Darius Hayward Bay?
Yeah.
John Ross?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm with you.
I mean, it's like, oh, you're fast, but can you run routes? I'm fast. But, you know, do you know the route tree? No, but I'm
straight
fast.
Line.
Yeah. All right. So here's a little bit of news that this seems to be breaking out of the city. Well, I'm not even going to tell you the city.
Okay.
But Khalil Mack, he's one of those names that you want the Lions to go in and maybe kick the tires on. Sources say Mack is interested in a return to Chicago. He may be coming back in the division.
Do you want me to approach this like a Lions fan or like a rational adult?
How about you do both?
Okay.
Recharge, your batteries.
Which one do you want first?
Give me a Lions fan.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. He's washed. Let Brad cook.
Give me responsible adult.
That'd be a nice pairing opposite Montez Sweat.
I want the Lions fan again.
No, but it doesn't matter what any other team does. The player blows. It's like, oh, yeah, Debo's washed. Yeah, as a number one. But when he goes to Washington as one of their weapons in a Cliff Kingsbury offense with a physical element on the perimeter to an offense based on speed, that's a nice spot for Debo.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed to say that, though.
And you only gave up a fifth-round selection
right,
for him.
And what was it? The Niners took the cap hit.
No. They're taking Washington.
They took the 31.
Yeah. Washington's taking pretty much. I think the Niners take a small piece, but they take most of it. The Niners walked away and said, we'll take five. Debo, pack your bags. With this, looks like Khalil Mack could sign a 1 or 2 year deal with the Bears.
Yeah. And again, I don't think Khalil Mack will come in and be a complete game wrecker, but you will get more productivity out of Montez Sweat, who had a down year last year with, I believe, 5.5 sacks. Spitballing. Don't be mad if I'm a little off. But, yeah, that's a nice move for them. It is. Because the acquisition cost is nothing compared to getting into the market for a Garrett or a Parsons or whomever. Neighborhood's getting tougher. I'm sorry. That's going to be a theme all offseason. Washington, Philly, Green Bay, Chicago. God, I hope the Lions make a move.
There's a lot out there that could change it for sure. Let's go back to the combine here, and let's talk about one Jackson Dart. Report says he is a real wild card. Some teams have him as a day one evaluation, but not just that. There are some teams that also express belief that he solidified himself as a first rounder.
This is this year's Michael Penix. There's going to be teams that don't have him on the draft board. There'll be some teams that take him in the top 15. I don't know. It's what it feels like.
It's a good call, but it's who late in the draft maybe needs a quarterback. That's really what you're looking at because this is a big people's draft.
Right.
Offensive lineman, defensive lineman, it's going to be heavy on that.
Look at a team like mine. Look at a team like the Raiders. Let's say you don't want to use a top five pick on guys that are fringy.
Mm-hmm.
So, like for me, I want Mason Graham.
Right.
The Giants, second round, you move up, you get a Jackson Dart or you get a Milroe. Like that, I think that's going to be the move because if you can't get Cam Ward, the Shador thing will be one of the storylines of the draft.
See, I look like a team to me like the Dolphins can say, you know what? I don't know if we're all in with Tua. Let's draft this guy and see where it goes. But, or David, your Steelers, believe it or not, maybe says, let's take a first round selection on a quarterback. And maybe he's going to be that guy. But, Mike, I think that's a good call on that. David, can I give you one really, a little bit of breaking news?
Sure.
Bengals have franchised T. Higgins.
Yeah. And his mom already knocked him, calling him cheap bastards, I believe.
Yeah. Well, I guess they made it official.
Yeah,
they put the franchise tag.
And the reason if you're out there listening and going, oh, cry me a river, he's going to make 26.8. Look, players sacrifice their bodies. They earn a certain level of security beyond a one-year deal. When you do this to your players who actually want to stay, you hurt your locker room. You hurt your image around the league. It's just the Bengals are so cheap. They are such a bad organization. It's a terrible move. It just is. They got to get something done there. It's ridiculous.
You are exactly right, and that is in football today.